Welcome to Her Comeback, Transforming Your Life After 50. I'm your host, Michelle Thompson. If you've ever whispered to yourself, there has to be more than this, you are in the right place. This show is for women over 50 who have hit their breaking point and are finally ready to stop going at it alone. You've tried the self-help books, the vision boards, positive thinking, but you're still stuck. And here's what I know. You're not broken. You just need the right support, and that's exactly what you're going to find here. Each week, I'll sit down with incredible women who have transformed their lives. You'll hear their real stories, the messy middle, the breakthrough moments, the practical steps that they took to create the lives that they love. Because your lowest moment, it can be your launching pad. So if you're done settling and ready for your comeback, stay with me. Let's discover how other women have made it happen and how you can too. Are you ready? This is Her Comeback.
Hi, good day, everyone. I am so honored and privileged to have with me Patty Brown. I would like for her to kick us off, get started by telling us a little bit about yourself. Patty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me. Well, I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and pretty much stayed up in that area for my whole life. I was married. I had stepdaughters. I had a son. And that all kind of fell apart when I needed to get sober. I got sober at the age of 40. And from there, made a lot of changes in my life. For the better.
So definitely something I can identify with, and that's it's a huge life-changing moment, big transformation.
Absolutely.
So as I understand it, after getting sober there, and now both were women over 50, what are other transformations that have happened, and how have you recreated your life during this phase of your life, during this time of your life?
Yeah, I got remarried. I got divorced and remarried. And so I was living in Pennsylvania and I was doing well. I went back to college. I became a mammographer and I just started to feel dark. I started to feel like I needed to change. I mean, in Pennsylvania, you know, it's dark up there. It's like cloudy for like 9 months out of the year, if not more. And it started to affect me. I would use a sun lamp in the mornings before I went to work. It kind of goes over your head while you read a book or something, and to just promote some kind of wellness, some kind of vitamin D, vitamin, you know, sunlight. And so I was doing that and realized that I needed to make a change. I talked to my husband about it, and he was willing to move back to Florida. We actually had met in Florida. We were living down there for a little bit and met and then moved back to Pennsylvania. But yeah, I needed to make a change. So I started looking for jobs down in Florida and got one and came down. It was scary because I came by myself with a carload of dishes, a card table, an air mattress. And that was it because my husband stayed home and sold the house. Yeah. So it was a little tough. It was a little scary.
Yeah.
But I knew in my heart and my gut that I needed to make a change. So that's what I did. He was up there for about 8 months and then came down. Once the house sold, he came down. And then brought furniture with him.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
But furniture, no furniture, I was happy being in Florida. It's beautiful. I'm looking outside. It's beautiful, blue sky. The sun is out. It makes me happy. It warms my heart. So those are some changes. In 2023, I was diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma stage 3. So I obviously had a surgery. I was on a lot of medication. sick from the medication, but realized then again that I needed to make another change. I needed to make a change in my diet, in everything, pretty much. Physically, I lost 35 pounds.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Because of my diet, because of exercising, doing yoga, mm-hmm. I have a really good routine that I do now for my exercise and for my yoga. And I do this yoga nidra, which is, it's a conscious sleep mode kind of thing. It's relaxing the body so much that it enhances my spirituality. It enhances everything in my body because it targets different parts of the body. Also, yeah, I made quite a few changes to feel better inside and to feel better mentally. Mm-hmm. You also were a big part of that because you were my life coach and you enhanced my awareness of my ability to do pretty much anything. I was in the middle of writing a book at the time and was scared to really put it out there. You helped me to realize that I could do that. You helped me to realize my worthiness, my talents, my passions, so many things.
Thank you, Patty. I'm so glad that we were able to connect, and it's just a gift to be able to watch someone grow and really take action and do things that to better themselves. And it was just such a pleasure working with you. And so thank you so much for your kind words and support.
Sorry, I got emotional, but I do that.
No, that's the, we are emotional beings.
We are. So I finished my book also, but you also helped me to realize that I need to live my life in joy. You know,
that's
what is so important. Mm-hmm. That's what life's all about.
Yes.
Be joyful, be kind, be helpful, be the person I always wanted to be.
And you can. You absolutely can. And you have done it. You have done those things to bring those qualities, the happiness, the purpose, the determination. You've done those things to bring it into your life.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I was so fearful for many, many years. I was just a fearful-based person, afraid of people, afraid of what you think, afraid of little things like making a phone call, just everything. And I don't have those fears anymore. They're unfounded fears, really. And you helped me realize that too.
Oh, it's just so awesome. I was reading something earlier this week, and it talked about love and fear, like choosing love over fear. And when you're in love, you have this optimism, you're open, you're willing, all of these qualities that stem from love and being in love, as opposed to fear, when we're closed, we're just scared, the ego is basically running how we're thinking, all of that. Yeah, I just thought of that while you were talking, operating from love instead of fear.
Absolutely. And fear paralyzes you, you know?
Yes.
Since I got sober, since I worked with you, since I had a 12-step program that I worked with also, and those fears are unfounded. My husband and I have traveled. We've traveled to the mountains of North Carolina. We've traveled to Hawaii. We've traveled to Italy. We've traveled to New Mexico. We've traveled to Key West.
Awesome.
We've just done a lot of traveling. And if I was based in fear, I wouldn't be doing all that. I'd be just sitting at home with the TV in front of me. And you know, life is so much more than that.
Yeah. It's the adventure, the exploration. Again, just being open to what's out there. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So, Patty, you mentioned you wrote a book. So I'd love to hear some more about it. What are moments of clarity that you had as you were writing your book?
My book is called The Quiet Voice. It's essays or stories of my life, little bits and pieces of my life where I had changes made because of the quiet voice, which I believe is a higher power, God, Buddha, whatever the belief is. I don't have any kind of set belief that it's that God or this God. It's my interpretation of it. My higher power has directed me, saved me, put people in my life, so many different times of my life have changed because of the quiet voice. And I know I call it the quiet voice because when I first got sober, I went to a rehab and I was trying to figure out where I was going to live because I had been homeless. And the shelters were where I was drinking and drugging. And I knew I couldn't go back there. And I had an idea where I would go. And one of the counselors said to me, okay, so now you know where you want to go, but is there a real quiet voice telling you maybe you shouldn't go? And there was, because I had drank at that place before. So there was a voice telling me that. Anyway, that's where I got the quiet voice from. That counselor said that to me 26 years ago, over 26 years ago, warning me to listen, or not really warning me, but asking me to listen to that voice. And she said, that voice will get louder and louder as you stay sober and enjoy your life.
I love it. That's awesome. So can you tell me a little bit more about just how does the book offer more insight into you? What other things might someone get from reading your book?
So if anybody's in recovery, I think it would help. But I also believe, and I've had people come to me, because it is out there now. It's on Amazon, it's on Barnes and Noble, it's eBooks, Apple Books, it's out there. And people who are not in recovery have come up to me, a couple of people at my work, a couple of other people, and said that it helped them so much. Just get an insight on remembering to listen to their gut. Because the gut tells, the voice tells the gut what's going on. Anyone in search of spiritual growth, self-realization, inner awareness of one's spiritual potential, anyone needing a shift or change in life or taking that extra step to do what they know what they want to do but are afraid to do it. Really, the book is about hope. It's about change and realizing that no matter what happens in our life, there's always hope. And once we get to the other side of it, that it's way better than what we ever thought it would be.
Yeah. Oh, that's so powerful. I love that. It's amazing. I love your story, and I do think that it's just inspirational. So I really appreciate your sharing that. And I'm so glad that you took the time putting it in the book so that others can read it and it's more accessible for everyone to hear and to know about. So let's talk a little bit about what do you do for fun? What other things do you enjoy in your life?
Well, it's almost always nature oriented. I love nature. I love the beach. I now walk the beach once or sometimes twice a week to see if there's any turtle nests coming in. We mark the turtle nests and check them after they're ready to hatch. I check them to make sure that everything's working properly for the hatchlings. So I do that. And go to the beach for just for recreation, obviously. Walk. There's so many places to walk that are just beautiful down here, and you can do it year round. I used to hate the snow. Sorry, anybody up in cold land. But I used to hate the snow. I would wear a ski jacket, a full ski jacket and pants to walk my dog in the winter. So it's so nice to be able to walk and ride bike, whatever I'm doing outside to just hug a tree. Sometimes I'll hug a tree, I really will. And the grounding myself outside is so important. I just feel better. It's enhanced me emotionally, spiritually, physically, the walking, everything. So a lot of it's outside, a lot of it's family. I love to visit with family. I have a sister who's down here for a few months right now, visit with her. My husband and I go on these treks also. We're going to go out west next year. We have a trip planned to go to
How
Moab,
exciting.
Zion, Bryce Canyon, all that area.
I love it. How
Yeah,
exciting. That's
can't wait.
great. So how can people find you, Patty? What's the
So,
best way?
okay, on social media, I'm on Instagram as at Patty Bears, all one word, Patty Bears, because I'm a Bears fan. Go Bears. My email account is turtlesofthesea8, turtles of the sea being all one word, 8 at gmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook. I don't do Facebook a whole lot, but I'm Patty Brown on Facebook.
Your name is Patti, just for the
Yes.
correct
Yeah.
spelling.
Thank you.
Patty, it has been such a joy talking with you today, and I appreciate your time being open and vulnerable and sharing your message. Thank you. Really appreciate it. I wish you all the best with your book and everything else that life has for you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the conversation. It was wonderful.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am truly grateful that you chose to listen in, and I hope that this conversation sparked something meaningful for you. Please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review. It helps other women to find us who need to hear these stories too. And if you know someone who is ready for their own comeback, share this episode with them. I'd love to connect with you beyond the podcast. Visit me at hercomebackpodcast.com. That's hercomebackpodcast.com to learn more about how we can work together. I have a gift for you. Get your free copy today of 5 Powerful Shifts to Reclaim Your Life. Remember, your comeback story is waiting to be written. The question isn't, can I transform my life? The question is, are you ready? Let's go.